For visual artists Jessica Henke and Aaron Johnson, spontaneity, playfulness, and building interpersonal relationships are key elements to making a successful work of art. Through their current project here in El Paso, they are learning from hardworking seniors at three local senior centers about the value of practice, rehearsal, and critique to collaborative art making. Henke and Johnson are offering a 3-week workshops in improvisation that are being led by applied theater practitioner Gina Sandy Diaz, while cinematographer Chris Depkins films the group's activities. Footage from the workshops will be edited by Henke and Johnson and exhibited as a multimedia video installation at the Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts here at UTEP in 2018. Today, my guests are Jessica Henke, Aaron Johnson, and Gina Sandy Diaz. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So much.
So it sounds like you guys are having a blast.
We are. Yes.
Now, tell us, you all aren't from El Paso, right?
No. No, we're not. None of us are.
No.
So how did the idea come about to work with specifically senior citizens here in El Paso and then to have this installation at the Rubin Center?
Well, it developed through a series of conversations with the Rubin Center. We were drawn to the Rubin Center because they have a really strong track record for linking artists with communities or supporting artworks.
Oh, absolutely.
Artists are working with communities and treating the exhibition space as a kind of laboratory for those sorts of interactions. So we were really excited about that. And we had an ongoing conversation with Carrie Doyle, the director.
Yeah.
We came and we visited for a week. We met with David Lopez, who is, I believe, the director of the senior centers. He was really excited about the project.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited just reading about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was really excited. And all of those kinds of conversations and that one-on-one, we visited the centers that we thought might be most suitable for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became more of a kind of cohesive project.
And the project really tapped into, or the initial proposal really tapped into some interests that were already brewing in the senior centers. So David Lopez let us know that that was something that was on people's minds.
Really?
And that they were interested in kind of getting a chance to take on some performance and do some sort of activities like that. And so that was actually, it was kind of serendipitous.
So what are you learning from, and I'm asking you all this question, I mean, what are you learning from improvising with seniors here in El Paso?
One of the things that's really important for us is to give them a space to, like, speak up and to hear their voices, their perspectives on life.
Which to me seems like it's probably not that big of an issue when you're talking with
senior
population.
No. it's been really joyful, I think, for both parts of the project, for us and for them to do that. And basically what has been really interesting is that a lot of them have a multicultural experience, right? Like they, a lot of them come from Mexico and other parts of Latin America. And so they are fluent in two cultures. They are bilingual. And so there, it's just so much richness in their life experience. And that definitely comes through in the improvisation, and it comes through in the little scene work that they built and share with us. So that's been really interesting.
So it seems like you have a group of willing seniors that were interested in performance, but were they interested in improvisation? Or did they even know what they were in for, I should ask?
I think no, but I dare say that they're having fun.
Yeah.
They're going for it.
It's been really inspiring to see the kind of risks that some of the participants are willing to take. I think actually inspiring to us as artists, you know,
right.
Because as an artist, you also need to be open, spontaneous, pushing yourself, and to see the participants really like bringing it sometimes to the activities it's inspiring. It's great.
And a lot of them have an incredible performance background. I mean, they're dancers, they're singers, storytellers. They just have this facility to
right.
perform. So it's actually been quite a joy to work with them. It's been really easy.
And each of the things that they decide that they want to talk about that day through these kind of more general prompts that we've been sharing with them has really shaped the project. So as we're in regards to this idea of what are we learning, the project is being shaped actively every day by what folks bring to the bring to the sessions. So something that has come up over and over again is this idea of practice and rehearsal and betterment in general, and like improving oneself and improving, you know, one's dynamics and projects. And so
here you are.
So here we are, yeah.
So it sounds like you all kind of had the concept already and were maybe looking for the right place to do that. Does that sound right?
I mean, I think we were excited about working in El Paso mm-hmm. as this binational city. Erin and I are both from states that share a border with Mexico. I'm from California, and she was born in Arizona, I think. And actually, now we both live in states that share a border with Canada. Hey. But yeah.
Keeping it border-centric.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a really rich context to be working in. And it's also a really important aspect of contemporary America that's really misunderstood.
Right.
So that we were interested in that as an opportunity to, you know, it's a small project, but as an opportunity to bring greater awareness to the beauty, the humanity.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, how long do you think when you're said and done, and I know you're still in process, but in your brains, how long does your video installation, how long do you think it is in your brains when you see it at the Rubin in a year from now, let's say? Do you have an idea what that looks like, or is that still?
It's still in flux, but we are imagining it as a multi-channel video installation, that there will be multiple screens so that you're experiencing many different spaces and people simultaneously. And so while there might be a particular person talking, you would also see these kinds of other images that exist in the centers that we're working with. So we're interested in it not necessarily having a beginning or an end, but rather being something that anyone can step into at any point and experience a wide array of kind of visuals from this experience.
So you all have been working at three local senior centers. Can you give us some anecdotes of your experiences there?
Well, it was really interesting because when we met with David Lopez, he prepared us by saying, you know, there's a lot of interest at these different centers, and you'll find that there are great musicians there and great artists. Mm-hmm. And we came in excited about that, and we were blown away by the passion, the commitment, the community of creativity that exists at these different centers, particularly at Pavo Real, where there are, I don't know, at least five bands. There's five bands, but then there's a singing group. There's so much happening. There's a karaoke group. But, you know, if you say karaoke, people have maybe an association of what can happen like late night among people who are not taking it seriously. And that is not what it is.
Oh, no.
It's the real...
It's the real deal. And I can tell you from experience, I mean, I am from here. My parents are seniors, and that's just happening every day in their living room. There's a karaoke machine and there's a microphone and they're having a great time. Same thing with the music. You know, you come over to, you know, have a backyard cookout and it turns into a full performance. And that's just how we roll around here. It's so cool that you all get to see that. Is that weird to you? Does that happen in your other spaces?
I'd say we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, we've been just really impressed. And one of the things that we've been really interested in is when we do some of this work with the different musical groups, uh-huh. we've been interested in the kind of inner dynamics of being part of a community where you're being held accountable and being asked to meet a level, like a certain standard that everyone has kind of agreed upon, if that makes sense. So it's sort of, you know, there's all these conversations happening about, well, you know, you didn't hit the note in quite the right way. And there's a lot of coming back to, we haven't practiced enough. You know, more practice is needed. So there's a high standard being held among these musical groups. And that's sort of changed the way we've approached these explorations around spontaneous creativity.
Right, because it kind of keeps you on your feet too, right? I mean, you walked in not knowing what to expect, and then here it is, and it's on.
And it's alive, and it is already spontaneous, like you're saying, and it's also, it's really abundant.
And Gina, how's that for you? Because you, I mean, you're the one that's kind of leading the improvisations and kind of weaving these threads. And then you kind of have this group of natural born performers. So how does that kind of make you stretch your boundaries as somebody who does this?
Well, I would agree with Jessica. I think we've all been really inspired and just surprised by their level mm-hmm. of commitment and their passion. And their passion really comes through when they're singing. And that same passion they bring to whatever exercise we do. It's been very easy for me in the sense that, yeah. that I can push them a little harder to speak about themselves and, you know, to really take the space to be themselves. And I think that has worked out.
I can only imagine. I mean, you'll actually open this show next year. But now I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, like between all these seniors and their families and the three centers that you've been at, that in its own self is going to be an exciting thing to see. So, I mean, I imagine, well, I don't know. I can't wait. But I also find it so exciting what you all are doing. And I don't know if you can leave us with any other nuggets of knowledge or something to look forward to, because we're hearing about it. But being there and seeing it is something else.
Well, we are planning a series of activities at the museum around the opening that invites participants to come. And I think Erin can speak a little more about it than I can.
Yeah, I think that was something that was really important to us, is that this piece open here, right? That we wanted the people who were in the project to take ownership of the project and be there for its opening.
That's going to be amazing.
And so we're hoping to organize different kinds of performances and conversations and activities that allow for the museum to become not only a space where there's this documentation of this thing that has happened in the artwork itself, but also for something live to be taking place, which I think will be really exciting.
Do y'all have a tentative name for the show?
We're still thinking that through.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a name for it yet.
Okay, well, we'll know when it happens, because odds are we'll be talking about it here. So just keep listening to us. Did you want to add something else?
I did want to add something that we discussed, and I think it hasn't come up. But one of the objectives, or one of the interests of the project, was also to kind of explore the different masks that people have in life. And so that's why where the improv comes. And we want to see them in different situations, reacting in different ways. And they're all part of being themselves, but it's different faces or different masks. And so that was one of the areas that they wanted to explore and that we've been working on with the improv.
Well, we can't wait to see how it comes together. So we'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for when you all open the actual show here next year. Today, my guests have been Jessica Henke, Erin Johnson, and Gina Sandy Diaz, who are working on this beautiful piece of art with our local senior citizens. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for your time.
Having us.